star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a battle that you had up in Newark on Saturday, a hard-fought game with number one JMU, and you guys come up a little short, 20-10, as you've gone back and looked at that game. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I thought we played really hard. You know, I was, encouraged with that. I thought our team had a real conviction, a real belief that we would find a way to win the game. Now, we obviously did not. Defensively, we did an outstanding job defensively. That offense is very difficult to defend, both schematically and talent-wise. It's hard to match up with. But we held them to one defense held them to one touchdown. They got another touchdown on a swing pass, negative angle throw that was picked up and run in as a fumble for a touchdown. So we fought hard. Defense played, I thought, very well. Offense had their moments. We were able to put some drives together and get some yardage rushing the football. But we certainly did not play a complete enough game to think that you'd be able to beat James Madison, the number one team in the country. So we got a lot of work to do here ahead of us. But I was encouraged with the fight and the competitive nature of our team.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kevin Trisaloni with the DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, I just want to check and see what the nature of Charles Bell's injury was and what the prognosis was for him, and Cam Kitchen as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't have good news on either. I know that, disappointed just to say that, Charles has a C6 compression fracture. So basically, he broke his back. So he's certainly done for the year. Now, he was in here with his dad just a few minutes ago, and, God bless him. I mean, he's functional, and he's doing okay, and if you just looked at him from a distance, you might not even recognize the significance of what he went through, But he will, be out for the season. He had a couple other, vertebrae cracked, I guess would be the right language to say. And then Cam's getting an MRI this morning. The Liz Frank is a word in football we don't like hearing, and that's the direction this is heading. He's definitely going to be out for extended period of time, and then if it needs to be surgically repaired, it's a foot injury, he'd be out for the season. So not real good news here from that end from Saturday's game.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate the information.
Coach, obviously that's tough news to hear about both of those guys, but obviously you were without them for most of the way Saturday. What did you do so well to, as you mentioned, JMU's offense, one of the top in the nation? You guys hold them to 347 yards, and obviously got strong performances from Jalen Kendall in Charles's absence, and Troy Reader, your two linebackers. But what did you guys do so well to be able to slow them down?
Well, I had talked about during the bye week just how I did think that time would be valuable time for us, and it played out that way defensively. It didn't play out that way as much offensively, But defensively, I thought Coach Kosh and the defensive coaches, we just had a really, really solid plan, and we executed the plan. And like you're saying, guys went out there and rose up and took on new roles and different leadership positions within the defense. So it was obviously, and it always is, a group and team effort. I do think the additional time helped us. I do think our players were ready to defend the schemes. and we competed and did the things defensively that you would have to do to win that game. You know, but we did not necessarily match that level of play in other areas, you know. So, you know, that's why we came up short.
On the other side of the ball, Jamie's rushing defense has been pretty stout all year long, but you guys, Kenai Kane especially, 81 yards rushing. What was the decision to give him the ball a little bit more in that game? And with the difficulty of the weather, Coach Houston was speaking about with the wind and everything, how did that change your game plan going against JMU?
Yeah, it was really a factor, the wind. And I didn't hear Mike talk today, but I thought that from the very beginning it was going to be a factor for both teams, you know. And I don't think any of the quarterbacks, you know, threw it the way that they're most accustomed to throwing it. A lot of the timing throws and a lot of the touch throws, the ball just didn't always end up, you know, where they thought it would be because of the wind affecting the ball. And then with Kenai, we got a couple packages that he is kind of the guy in, and one of them's goal line. We've seen that here lately as we've gotten some goal line rushing production from him. But the other package is when you're coming off your goal line. So he's kind of the going in and coming out option. So what happened on one of our drives was we were coming off our own goal line. I think it was a punt that rolled down in there. So we went to that package, and then, you know, he just got a hot hand. And it just kind of made too much sense to leave him out there and to give him more touches. And, you know, he's really still just learning the system and kind of getting better every day. I think I felt real good about how he played it out there. But he was showing the hot hand, and he was very productive during the course of his time in the game.
Doesn't get any easier for you this week as you guys head out on the road and play a Stony Brook team that's off to a 3-0 start in conference play. As you've started to take a look at the Seawolves, what has impressed you with the season they're having to this point?
Well, you know, I've played Stony Brook, you know, for a number of years, and we were at Liberty and then at Richmond, and, you know, Chuck transitioned into this league here, you know, I think a year after I did. I came in, obviously, when I changed programs, and then Chuck came in when they transitioned into the CAA from the Big South. And they're a little different maybe from year to year, but you always get a physical group. You always get a well-coached group. You always get a defense that is aggressive and runs well and is disruptive. And then offensively, just their ability to run the ball out of a variety of formations. And I think he does subtle little things from year to year to utilize his personnel. But philosophically, I think that they want to win the line of scrimmage. They want to run the football. And then I've been impressed with their timeliness in terms of being able to, you know, quick strike in the passing game, or just, you know, efficiency of throws on some third down. So, you know, all in all, it's a good-looking football team, this Stony Brook team, and Chuck has them playing hard and well. And obviously they've positioned themselves real good here as we head into the month of October.
Joe Carbone, obviously in his third year, and they're, as you touched on, have been able to throw the ball a little bit to complement, I guess, that running game that they've traditionally relied on. What have you seen out of him, having seen him in the past? Do you feel like he's made big strides?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's what you're always looking for, you know, as a coach, just trying to get young people to grow and to perform at a better level. And, you know, I think they've had him long enough to know what he does well, you know, what he's capable of doing, and they're probably able to utilize him even more efficiently, knowing these things at a higher level, having been with him for a longer period of time. So, you know, he's making the throws he has to make, and I think he's making them with confidence. And, you know, not that they're going to go out there and throw it, you know, 32 times in a game or anything, but they will have good balance and efficiency. So I've seen steady improvement, and I think that's what you get a lot of here in this league as players get more and more game experience.
All right, Dave. Thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.